Good morning, Senator Saviello, Representative Tucker, and distinguished members of the Environmental and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Brenda Commander. I am chief of the Holton Band of Malisa Indians. On behalf of my tribe, I am testifying in opposition to LD 395. As an elder and elected leader of my tribe, I am charged with the responsibility of protecting the health and welfare of our members and is sustaining and renewing our traditional ways and ancient cultural ties to the environment. As Indigenous people, it is our responsibility to respect and care for Mother Earth. We Maliseets traditionally fish, trap, hunt, and gather in and around the waters of the Wollastoot, or as you would call it, the St. John River. We have done so for thousands of years. Water is sacred to us. Our spiritual connection to the Wollastoot requires us to give back to the river when we harvest fish, take brown ash for basket making, or gather fiddlehead ferns from its banks to eat. All of these traditions we continue today. As part of this practice of giving back, we have been working for many years to bring sea-run salmon back to the upper St. John watershed. Historically, Atlantic salmon was and still is a very important traditional food source and an integral part of Maliseet culture. As I understand it, a proposal by J.D. Irving to mine at Bald Mountain in Aroostook County, Maine, is on the table right now. Our water resource specialist tells me that a previous study done by Boliden, a Swedish mining company, concluded that the Bald Mountain site has such high sulfur content that mining operations would not be possible without severe negative impacts to surface water quality. These weak mining rules do not adequately address the threat of acid mine drainage, which would destroy our efforts at salmon restoration and negatively impact the environment for our children and generations to come. I also want to highlight the lack of response to our repeated requests that state mining rules protect Wabanaki culture and heritage lands. Mining and mining exploration in Maine present substantial potential to destroy invaluable, even sacred, Wabanaki cultural resources. Our lands are limited and precious places where Wabanaki people can practice and sustain our cultural traditions for our children and future generations. We have asked all public notice provisions include tribal notification. Tribal consultation be required for tribal historic and archaeological resources that could be affected by mining activities. All tribal lands be included in the list of resources provided a buffer for mining activity. And tribes be eligible for intervener status, given the potential for significant impacts to resources of great importance to tribal cultural traditions and practices. I understand mining standards in the proposed rules provide a buffer between mining and lands which the state of Maine values. Yet, there is no such protection for our lands, which represent the last remnants of our homeland, where we can continue our hunter-gatherer traditions. Neither the Land Use Planning Commission, the Board of Environmental Protection, nor the Environment and Natural Resources Committee have addressed our concerns. It is deeply distressing to us that 5 years of our requests continue to be ignored. Education is key. I encourage you to gain a better understanding of why protecting the environment is critically important to the Maliseet people and all of the Wabanaki tribes. We invite you to visit our community to learn about us firsthand. And I wanted to bring up, not sure if everyone is aware of or have read, the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People is guided by the purpose and principles of the Charter of the United Nations and faith in the fulfillment of the obligation assumed by states in accordance with the Charter. There are 46 articles in the United Nations Declaration. One most important, I thought, was recognizing the urgent need to respect and promote the inherent rights of Indigenous peoples, which derives from their political, economic, and social structures, and from their culture, spiritual traditions, histories, and philosophies, especially the right to their lands, territories, and their resources. We have raised many issues and concerns during the development and review of these mining rules. We will submit in writing our detailed comments from past public hearings that today still remain relevant. Will Ewan, thank you for this opportunity to submit testimony.